It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening, and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years this Sunday and every evening, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Although this evening, it'll be 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time and 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for a special show here, broadcasting here from Brooklyn, New York. You can hear the show at blogtalkradio.com and at drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear the show again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and the link to the podcast will be posted later tonight. You can also hear the podcast as soon as 5 minutes after this show ends by going to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. For information from this show and updates about upcoming shows, go to drmarakarpel.com and blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears and follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Do you want to advertise your business on this show? Send me an email to drmara@drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel. Well, no, that's Dr. Mara, drmara@drmarakarpel.com. It gets kind of confusing. Or you can just simply give me a call, 512-626-6973. This evening's show is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and SciSub Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, call 512-261-7909 or email rdevere, that's R. D-E-V-E-R-E at austin.rr.com. His book is also available on amazon.com. And this evening's show is also sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. And our friends over at Live Oak Legacies have enlivened their services to encourage story sharing from every generation and have changed their name to StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. And today is Sunday, August the 10th, and as I mentioned at the beginning, I am broadcasting live from the Big Apple, New York City, specifically in Brooklyn, New York, and tonight will be a special packed one-hour show. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is back in Texas doing the production engineering for tonight's show, and he'll be answering your calls. So if you have any questions, give a call, say hi to Art. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I've also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And you can listen to the podcast of this show and all the previous shows by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And I'm going to spell that again. It's drmarakarpel.com. And I'm here in New York City, specifically to help my parents with their downsizing move to an independent living community. And this has been 3 years in the making that I, myself and my brothers have been working on getting my parents to make this move. And tomorrow is the big moving day. So I'm sitting here surrounded by boxes, and it's very exciting and exhausting. But I think it'll be a great opportunity for my parents to make new friends and to be in a safer environment. I think they'll be able to remain independent a lot longer because they won't have the risk for events that might decrease their independence. And I believe that my mom is on the line, and I'm going to ask her a few questions from the other room. So ask her what it's like to be making this move.
Hello?
So, yes. Mom, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. It's very traumatic. Hello?
It's a little bit of a delay, exciting moving.
Because we're moving to a completely different environment. In here, I have a huge apartment. And where I'm going to is an independent living with a smaller apartment, but it looks very comfortable. And it's no cooking. We have a little kitchen. But we have the meals. There's food around us all day long. Not hard to get used to that. Yeah, it's interesting. The surroundings are very pretty. As if any questions about senior living and independent living, you could call Dr. Carpell, and she'll relay the information to me.
Okay. Thanks for the talk, Mom.
Okay.
So. We're almost done packing.
We hope.
Okay. We're leaving tomorrow morning, so it'll be done.
Yes, it's early, too early. Okay.
It will be done.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mom.
Welcome. Enjoy.
Okay. And so it's a little bit stressful, packing up an apartment that they've been in for 34 years, as I'm sure that any listeners out there who have either made this downsizing move themselves or have done this for a family member or their parents, they understand that it's not an easy move. It's never easy to move, but it's especially difficult when you're trying to downsize and you're not as young as you used to be. But it is exciting, and so I think once the move is done, I think that'll be great. And when I'm back on the air in a couple of weeks, I will fill you all in on how it went and how exciting it is over there. So in a few minutes, I'm going to be doing a coast-to-coast interview from here in Brooklyn, New York, and my guest is acupuncturist, herbalist, nutritionist, Reiki master, speaker and radio show host, Heather Lounsbury, who's going to be joining us from Los Angeles, California, to talk about her new book, Fix Your Mood with Food. Throughout the show, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for Heather, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email me or you can tweet me, and I'm going to be getting online in just a moment while we take a break so I can get your emails and tweets throughout the show, and I will read those questions on the air. And my email address, again, is drmara@drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel.com. And my Twitter address is MARAEK. So you can contact me either of those ways if you don't want to come on the air, and I will read you questions to Heather on the air. So we're going to take a brief break so I can get situated with that, and we can get Heather on the line. And again, the phone number for you to call is 855-345-4720, and you can call anytime during the interview, and we will be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worry about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. Available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about Essential Bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. Available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining me on the phone from across the country, coast to coast, acupuncturist, herbalist, nutritionist, Reiki master, speaker, and radio show host, Heather Lounsbury is joining us from Los Angeles, California to talk about her new book, Fix Your Mood with Food. And we're taking your calls with your questions and comments. Give a call at 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. If you have a question for Heather, or send a tweet or an email to me, and I will read the question on the air to Heather. And my email again is drmara at drmarakarpel.com, and my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. So Heather, are you on the line yet?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Just to remind you, there's a slight delay when we talk to each other like this, so you just need to be aware of that. So Heather, before we get into the discussion about your book and about fixing our mood with food, can you give our listeners a little bit of your background so they know who you are?
Sure. I love sharing this story of how I got interested in nutrition and alternative medicine because I think it gives people an idea of like, oh, I can, you know, I have an interest too. Maybe I can use them as a career. I started getting interested in nutrition and healing the body naturally in high school. The summer I turned 15, I became a vegetarian in 1985. And back then, there were no resources really at all for wanting to go even at all plant-based. So I was doing it completely wrong. And my doctor told me I was anemic, and he said, well, you'll just have to start eating meat again. And I was a very strong-willed teenager and very tenacious, and I knew that wasn't an option. So I started researching nutrition just for my own health, and that led me to start learning about herbs and supplements just as sort of a curiosity, and it became kind of a hobby of mine. And eventually I realized after finishing college that I wanted to do something with that years of knowledge as a career, and I decided on Chinese medicine because I just thought the combination of acupuncture and herbs and then adding nutrition to that would be the best way for me to help my patients. So I got my license in 2001 in the state of California, and I have a private practice here and love what I do. I'm very lucky. And here I am today. I just, as you said in the intro, that I've just put out a book called Fix Your Mood with Food, and that's a combination of clinical experience along with personal experience and my education in nutrition, all wrapped up into a book to help people take control and empower themselves to be healthier and happier.
So what made you decide to write this book?
A few things. I did have comments from friends and patients over the years saying, you know, I've never heard this before. No one's ever told me this. You know so much. And with that, and also most of my patients getting better, and some of the healing were considered miraculous, like every medical doctor they went to couldn't help them, and they were just getting sicker and sicker. And I can't necessarily take the credit, it's the medicine. But anyway, I wanted to share this knowledge with more people because obviously I can only treat so many people one-on-one. And I wanted to share, I wanted to dispel myths about nutrition. I wanted to share how plant-based eating is the best way to be healthy and happy. And I think I wrote the book, at least this is the feedback I'm getting, in a way that people who have no knowledge of nutrition or Chinese medicine can easily follow the tips. And they're all definitely attainable things. It's not anything extreme. There's no extreme diets, like only eating 600 calories a day or giving up everything you love overnight or anything like that. So that's why I wrote the book.
Yeah, I have to say I'm really enjoying the book. And I do have some knowledge of nutrition, and I have read a lot of books, and I've had several guests on the show talking about food and health and even somewhat about mood. But I'm actually learning some new things from your book that I didn't know.
Oh, good.
having some of that background. So there's a lot, it's really packed with a lot of really good information and very easy to read.
Thank you. And I'm glad you're learning from it. And I love hearing that people who do have some or a lot of knowledge about nutrition still getting something out of my book. So it's great to hear.
So the one thing that, you know, I think a lot of people hear this word a lot, but they don't actually know what it is, and you talk about it in your book, and that's qi. Can you talk a little bit about that? I thought that was really interesting, and it was interesting that there are things that you can do nutritionally that increase your qi.
Yes. Okay, yeah, there's qi is a word that's most people have heard at this point. I know when I first started studying Chinese medicine, qi was kind of a word that only people who study martial arts or maybe some yogis had an idea of what it is. But now it's become like kind of a mainstream word, but not necessarily understood. Qi is the energy of life force or life force of the body. And it flows in particular patterns, all parts of your body, your limbs, your torso, your head. And if it, your qi or your life energy isn't flowing properly, that leads to illness, pain, emotional discomfort. And that's where acupuncture comes in to help move qi along and flow smoothly. And qi, there's qi that we're born with, that's kind of like what we would term genetics, so it's been passed down from our parents and ancestry, and then there's qi that we can build on through proper eating and exercise and certain herbs and supplements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and there are actually specific foods that you can eat that actually increase qi, which I thought was, like, great.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, it's not, if you're born to unhealthy parents, it's not like a death sentence, like, okay, well, my parents were older when they had me, or they, you know, had illnesses of their own, or partied a lot. It doesn't mean that you're doomed to be sick by any means. So, and we can go into, I don't know if you want to go into foods now that support qi, or if we should incorporate that later into.
Yeah, you can talk about some foods that support qi. That would be, I'm sure there are people that are curious about that.
Yes. Well, eating whole foods in general are going to support your body's life force. So any food that's been highly processed, or processed at all, the less it's going to nourish your qi. So when I mention these foods, ideally you want to eat them as close to their natural state as possible, either or raw or lightly cooked or juiced, put into smoothies. And, you know, obviously you can cook foods, and some foods are only really edible when they're cooked. I'm not a raw foodist, but I'm definitely a fan of eating mostly raw. So a few examples would be millet, squash, peas, brown rice, sweet potatoes, eggplants, turnips, carrots, garbanzo beans, pumpkin, cauliflower, spinach, and cabbage, just to name a few.
Okay, so all of those will increase your qi.
Yes.
And what happens, maybe you can describe to listeners who are still maybe a little confused, what will they feel when their qi is increased?
Well, you should have an increase in energy, a better immune system, and just feel lighter emotionally. So if you have strong qi in your body and flowing smoothly, it automatically lifts your mood. But the obvious ones would definitely be more energy and a better immune system. Like I like to tell people, and they always look confused when I say it. Like I haven't missed a day of work from a cold or a flu in I think 16 years now. Like I just don't. And I have little hints of getting sick, but I don't get sick. And I know it's a strange concept because people are so used to, you know, having allergies or getting colds and flus several times a year and having to take antibiotics. But it's not necessary to live that way.
Okay, so strong chi can help to eliminate those things, those problems.
Yes. Because we are alive. We're meant to be, we're going to be exposed to viruses and bacteria and so forth. But if we have a really strong immune system, then even if you're exposed, you can fight it easily, more easily, I should say.
Okay. Now, somebody just sent me a question online asking about the brown rice. Should people be concerned about there was a big report a while ago that there's arsenic in brown rice. Is that something that people need to be concerned about?
I don't think that's all brown rice. I haven't done the research to find out which companies you need to look out for. Obviously, I would hope the smaller companies that are organic, you wouldn't find arsenic in. Like I like Lundberg family rices. They seem to be a really good quality, and I know you can buy them across the country. I couldn't tell you which companies don't have arsenic in them, unfortunately. And that's kind of an issue with, you know, the food that's available to us now anyway. Even if we think it's organic, does that necessarily mean it's organic or not genetically modified? So and all the advice I give you, if you've heard of, like, there's a big salmonella outbreak with spinach, like there was, I think, a couple of years ago, like, obviously, temporarily, you might want to stay away from spinach just to make sure you're safe.
Right, right. So you just have to do the research about which foods are safe at that time, right, unfortunately.
Yeah, and there's some companies, you know, that are going to have more integrity, and I try to buy locally grown food, whether it's my produce or my grains. But again, unfortunately, there's never a total guarantee with things like arsenic being in our brown rice.
Right, right. So another concept that you talk about in the book, which I think, these are terms that people hear a lot of but may not really know what it means, and that is yin and yang. I'm sure that a lot of people hear it all the time, but they don't really know what that means in terms of health.
Yes, a great question. The yin and yang is something of the symbol, the black and white circle. Most of us have seen at this point, either on a bumper sticker or in a yoga class or something, but to know what it really means. They're still going to help you and balance you out, even if you don't know what they are. That's the beauty of it. But yin, in a nutshell, is the female energy of the body, of food, of nature. So yin and yang are in all aspects of life. So what I mean by female is they're more calming, nourishing, cooling in nature. So if you are a very anxious person, you want to look for things that nourish your yin. And then yang is the more male aspect of our bodies and health and so forth. And that's what gives us energy, warms us, so it helps with metabolism, helps the immune system, and gets us going. Like if there's an emergency, like if you have to get out of the way of a car crash or something, like yang and qi are what's going to get you moving and get you out of the dangerous situation. And when it comes to health, especially mental health, again, yin is the calming aspect. So if you're anxious, And yang is the more energizing. So if you're depressed or low energy, you want to do things to support yang.
Yeah, it was interesting to read about, you know, when I have clients coming into my office, very often they're dealing with, you know, issues of emotionally feeling, I guess, out of whack or out of balance, right? They're depressed or
yes.
They might have obsessive compulsive tendencies. And it was interesting to read your perspective in looking at these problems as yin and yang being out of balance.
Yes,
so,
and that's sort of, in the book, I do touch on sort of the basics of Chinese medicine, and so I am kind of simplifying them because obviously my degree in Chinese medicine is thousands of hours of education, so I think, but I think I did a good job, like as you said, of making it clear to people that a balance of yin and yang and qi in our body are key to health, whether it's physical or mental health. And that's, I think, part of what makes the information unique to have that knowledge as well.
So how would people balance their yin and yang?
Well, you can do it with, when it comes to food, a simple tip to nourish yin of the body is root vegetables, so anything that grows into the ground, so whether that's yams, beets, parsnips, sweet potatoes, carrots, all of those nourish yin. And then when it comes to yang, walnuts, quinoa, lentils, leeks, and ginger all nourish yang. And there's, you know, there's plenty more than that, but that's just to give you a few ideas of how you can nourish your yang through food. And just, you know, lifestyle choices to nourish yin, you want to make sure that you drink plenty of water, that you get enough rest, and do things like meditation or things that are more inward looking. So whether it's prayer or meditation or getting out in nature, just putting your feet in the sand, like I would be doing here in Santa Monica. And to nourish your yang lifestyle-wise would be more outward, like more physical exercise and moving would help nourish your yang.
So, and you recommend this for everybody to do, right? To balance the two, and you wouldn't have to figure out which is out of balance necessarily?
Not necessarily. I mean, I can, you know, my book definitely goes into more detail of figuring out, you know, oh, I need to focus more on yin than yang for the symptoms I have. Like, for example, any women who are going through menopause, any menopause symptoms would be a sign that you need to nourish yin. And someone who runs cold all the time or has low energy, you want to focus on nourishing your yang.
Okay. So there's certain things, certain symptoms that people can look for in themselves.
Yes. And I do put that throughout the book, and also there's charts at the end that give a list of symptoms related to if it's a yin issue or a yang issue or a qi issue.
Okay. And you also talk about another concept, which is that of the five elements. Can you talk about the five elements a little bit?
Yes, another great question. So in Chinese medicine, there's this theory that all aspects of life can be sorted into five elements. There's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And if any of these elements are out of balance, they start to affect the other four elements. So, for example, the wood elements is related to your liver and gallbladder, and anger and resentment. So, if you have a lot of issues with anger or resentment, and also stress, then you probably have a wood imbalance. And for someone who is a worrier or overthinker, or like for an example, when I was studying for my licensing exam, so I was constantly thinking and studying and filling up my brain, that can affect your earth element. There would be an imbalance in that element. And it's similar to yin and yang, where, again, it's key to have all of them in balance. Otherwise, once one goes out of whack, then you'll start to see issues with the other elements. So balance is key.
Right. It sounds really complicated. But
it's not something that you need to memorize at all for getting help through my book or just from Chinese medicine in general. I do touch on it in the book just to give sort of a basis of one of the ways that I look at how I diagnose a patient and how I decide to treat them, but it's definitely not something that you need to have memorized to still get to still get benefit.
Right. So for the common folks, how would you suggest that we choose the right food for what ails us?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? You could cut out for a second.
Okay, so without understanding all the different balances and how they interact with each other, how would reading the book figure out how to eat the right foods for what ails them?
Well, I give some case studies, so put some of my patients' stories that most people can relate to at least some of what's going on with the studies that I have. But it is in part four of my book, there's a list of dozens of foods and what they help with. So, example, I start with beans and legumes, and like black beans, for example, nourish the kidneys, and I also put this in the list. They help with anxiety, anything that nourishes the kidneys, and that would be the water element nourishes the kidneys, which helps with anxiety. Something like fava beans helps with worry. So I simplify it so you don't have to memorize all these things.
Right.
Lentils, anxiety. Navy beans help with grief and letting go. Lima beans help with stress and also grief. So just to give you some examples. Barley is another great one for worry and overthinking, which I think some of us have to at least some extent, the worry and overthinking, because we're constantly being stimulated by our phones and computers and social media, which, you know, can be a wonderful thing, but also make us use our brains in a way that we never did before.
Right. So I know that you have a lot of tips in the book for people who are dealing with issues of worry and anxiety or depression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give some more examples.
Okay.
If you want.
Sure.
So oats are great for worry and overthinking. Millet is great for worry and anxiety. Spelt is, again, good for worry. Wheat is good for if you're not gluten intolerant. Meat is great for fear and anxiety. Almonds are great for grief and sadness. Tea seeds are great, are wonderful for helping with anxiety and also panic attacks. So flax seeds, again, for worry. Kale, things like kale would be good for depression and stress. Same with raw apple cider vinegar. And apricots are great for grief. Bananas are great for grief. But there's a, you know, there's a whole list of wonderful options that are, you know, all easy to find. I'm definitely a fan of trying to eat things in season and locally grown as much as possible. And the next best option, like when it comes to fruit, would be frozen. Because they, for the most part, are frozen when they're at their ripest.
Right, right. I love that there are different foods that can help us with our emotions, so people don't necessarily have to go to taking a pill.
Exactly.
Comes the way out. And I also love that in the book you give, you know, case studies, so it's not just, you know, the stories that you're telling, these are real, this is real. This really has helped people when they changed what they ate.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I decided to include the case studies so people, again, people could relate and not think like, oh, you know, my case is different. I'm alone in my, you know, what I've gone through. Because there's always someone that's had a similar experience. And illnesses that weren't helped by Western medicine or misdiagnosed by medicine or the medication stopped working or the side effects made you feel even worse than helping the initial complaint. So I try to include each there's probably there's 10 major case studies that I talk about, patient stories in the book, but I do probably another 15 to 20 of sharing people's stories, like a gentleman having a hard time getting over the loss of his daughter. He just couldn't, you know, not something that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life, obviously, but there should be at least some relief from that sadness that comes from losing someone you love, especially a child. So that's just one example, or a patient of mine who had severe panic attacks several times a week, and even things like Xanax weren't helping her at all. And she came to me, and we got her, within a couple of weeks, her panic attacks lessened, and then within 6 months, she was completely off her medications and hadn't had a panic attack even once. Like, she would start to get the hint of anxiety, and she would come in for a treatment and take her herbs, and it would be gone right away. So it's things that you think, like, I'm going to be stuck feeling this way, you know, indefinitely, because I know, especially with something like depression, you feel like you can never get out of it. But there are some tools of healing, for sure.
It's great. It's great. And I know that you don't just deal with food. You're a nutritionist, but you're also an herbalist. And you talk about that in your book. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'd like to touch on that just briefly before we wrap it all up.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Heather Lansbury. And if anybody out there has any questions, give a call at 855-345-4720, or you can send an email to Dr. Mara at drmaracartel.com, and I'll ask over the air, I'll ask Heather the question for you. So we'll be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Carpel. We'll be back after words from our sponsors.
Go, 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 go.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about Essential Body Wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day. Gravity.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpel and your golden years on blogtalkradio.com. And on live stream and podcast at drmaricarpel.com. And I am speaking with acupuncturist, herbalist, nutritionist, Reiki master, and author of the new book, Fix Your Mood with Food, Heather Lounsbury. And we were just talking about herbs. I mentioned that you're an herbalist. And I have a question, and that is, are there any herbs that people can feel safe using on their own, or should they always speak with an herbalist first?
When it comes to herbs, ideally you would want to go to someone first who knows herbs really well, someone like myself or someone who's trained in herbology. But it's not necessarily that they're dangerous. For you, unless you take way more than the prescribed dose or you're allergic to them, but you might not get the best results. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from patients, so like, oh, well, the guy at Whole Foods recommended this and it didn't really help, or I heard about this online, so I picked it up and it didn't do much for me, because it's just because an herb is touted to being really great for something like anxiety, it might not be the best fit for you. So I definitely recommend, when it comes to herbs, at least that initial consult, getting someone who's knowledgeable in herbs, mm-hmm. and not just someone who's self-taught, because I also see a lot of that going on online, especially. Like, I see it a lot on Facebook, like, oh, do you know, friends of mine.
Right.
And we all do it, but, you know, oh, because I've even, like, family members will be like, oh, Heather, you know, you should be doing this, or what about this? But they've just, you know, they read a quick article on it. So definitely going to someone who's qualified to get the best results mm-hmm. possible. Again, for some herbs to be dangerous, and they definitely can be, you have to do very high doses for the most part, or completely ignore the directions, because one of the things that's happened since I've had my license, several Chinese herbs have been taken off the market because people abuse them, mostly to lose weight. So their mm-hmm. kidneys, they've had issues, you know, with kidney failure and liver toxicity, because they, you know, they would take 20 times the recommended dose, 30 times the recommended dose, and obviously get sick because, you know, herbs are medicine. But, you know, you can get things that, you might be lucky that something at Whole Foods that says stress, you know, stress relief, take this, or insomnia, take this. So they can work, but ideally to get the best results, talk to someone who's qualified at least for that initial intake. And it's also, you know, to save you money, because you might feel like you're saving money by not going to someone who's qualified, but you might just end up throwing your money away by just randomly taking things or getting advice from someone who doesn't really know the medicine. But I can say, as a general rule, and these aren't herbs necessarily, but they are supplements, taking a probiotic is a great idea, because not only is healthy bacteria key for good digestion and also your immune system, but having enough healthy bacteria in your digestive tract affects your brain chemistry and definitely can affect your mood. So any of the people listening, even if you've been vegan a long time and aren't exposed to, you know, all the antibiotics that are found in animal products in the U.S., even if it's been 10 years or 20 years, you still have that history of being overexposed to antibiotics, which kills the healthy bacteria. And anytime you've had to take antibiotics for an illness, that kills good stuff too. Another supplement I recommend is taking a B complex. So getting all of your B vitamins helps with stress quite a bit, and also increases your energy without having to do caffeine. So I'm definitely not a fan of caffeine.
Okay. So I did get a question online asking if you think that herbs will be regulated by the government anytime soon, making it harder to get these herbs that you're talking about.
There is a possibility. I mean, I know we're, you know, as an herbalist, I'm not allowed to say that the herbs that I use can actually fix anything. And, like, on packaging, probably everyone who's ever taken a supplement has noticed, like, you know, you can't, the claims on here have not been approved by the FDA. So that is already happening. And, again, the example I gave of people abusing herbs, mostly for weight loss, but for other reasons too, and getting very sick, and in some cases having organ failure. Those herbs being taken off the market, even though they're completely safe when taken in proper doses. So there's already been an issue with availability of plenty of herbs over the years being taken off the market because of that. So I honestly don't know. In a way, it would be nice to have, in an ideal world, be able to say, you know, without having any disclaimer, like, these herbs may help you with anxiety or insomnia or depression. But at this point, that's not allowed. So I'm assuming that's not going to change. But it's really hard. It's really hard to say. I mean, it's a great question. I wish I had an answer for you, but. Definitely heading in the direction of herbs being taken off the market also because pharmaceutical companies can't make any money off of herbs, so they, of course, they have a lot of influence on what's allowed. So that's another way that herbs are being taken away.
Yeah, that would be my guess, would be the main reason.
Yes. And also the American Medical Association, there's certain things that I'm not allowed to say or do because the American Medical Association is, you know, they want to be the only ones that are considered real doctors. And hopefully that will change. I know it's changing in people's hearts and minds. So hopefully, you know, as a whole, our culture will start to realize the benefits because I definitely get asked on a regular basis, you know, oh, did you even have to go to school for that, or does it work? And, you know, so there's even in California where acupuncturists are pretty normal, you know, I guess there's one on every corner in L.A., but if there's still this notion that we're just voodoo doctors.
Right. Now, I did get another question online, and since you're in California, this might make more sense, and the question is, how do you feel about hemp as an herb?
Oh, yes, I get asked that a lot. I know marijuana definitely has medical benefits. You have to consider whether it outweighs the potential side effects. Because, you know, if you become dependent on marijuana, it can make you depressed. It can definitely make you very idle. Of course, there are people who smoke pot on a regular basis who are very successful and active and you know, doing very well for themselves. But I definitely think it should be legal, and especially for medical purposes. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. But that's, it's funny that that got asked, because I do get asked that a lot.
sure, I think it's legal for medical purposes, so you don't have a problem out there with that.
Well, it's legal, but it's also, since it's federally illegal, these medical marijuana dispensaries get raided, and owners get arrested on a regular basis. So it's not just because it's legal in the state of California doesn't mean the federal government's okay with it. So there are definitely some issues there.
Right. So, you know, this is such an interesting topic, and I feel like we could talk all night about it.
I know, we're running out of time here.
Yes, and I do really recommend that people read the book, Fix Your Mood with Food, because it really is very practical and it's very informative. How would listeners buy your book if they're interested, or if they're in L.A. or in the L.A. area, how would they get in touch with you to come see you for a consultation?
Well, the book is pretty easy to find. It's on Amazon. My website, Live Natural, Live Well. It's livenaturallivewell.com. You know, when you open up the website, there's several links to different options of buying the book. A lot of Barnes & Noble carry the book, and if they don't, they can order it for you if you're going to an actual store. Or a mom-and-pop store that doesn't carry it, they can still get it for you. That's not an issue. I have a lot of patients who've done it that way because they are fans of supporting, you know, local merchants. So that's a great way to get it. You can contact me. I do phone consultations. So if you're not in the LA area, you can always set up a phone consult with me for herbs and or nutrition. And you can email me at info@livenaturallivewell.com. That's info@livenaturallivewell.com. Or contact my office at 310-259-5165.
5165. 310-259-5165.
Yes.
And info@livenaturallivewell. And the website is livenaturallivewell.com. And the website is livenaturallivewell.com. I will be posting all of that on my website later tonight. So if people didn't get to write that down, they can just check out my website, and it'll be there. It'll also be on my The link to my website will be on my Facebook page, so they can get all that later if they didn't have a pen and paper to write it down. And that's good to know that people can actually contact you from anywhere to do a consultation by telephone.
Yes, I have patients all over the country that do phone consults with me, and I even have a few in Europe as well.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for coming on the show. This was really interesting.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you having me on and spending time with me, spreading the word of plant-based health.
Yeah, and are you working on another book?
Well, I have some ideas in the works. But nothing specific just yet, but they definitely will be nutrition-based books. So it's things that people can do on their own. I've been asked about doing books on acupuncture exclusively, but that's not something people necessarily have access to or the finances. So I want to give people tools that they can use on their own, no matter where they are.
Right. Okay. So let me know. I'd love to have you
oh,
back
of
on
course.
The show.
For sure. I'll definitely keep in touch.
Okay, great. Well, you have a good evening. Enjoy the L.A. weather.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Mara.
All right. You take care.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we've come to the end of the show because tonight's show is just a one-hour show because I'm in the middle of all these boxes here. And I want to let you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next Sunday, we'll run an encore presentation of my show with Carol Treacy, the author of the new novel, Vegan Cowboy. And we also had on that show the very talented flamenco guitarist, Dr. Jonathan Dotson, just before he left on his musical tour of Spain and his performances at the churches along the Camino de Santiago. And we played some of his incredible music. So I think you'll enjoy listening to that. And then the following week, we will be back live on August 24th, 5 p.m. Central Time to 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and we will be back in Austin, Texas, and we will be joined by activists and speakers in the areas of sustainability, health promotion, and food-based wellness. As he is the author of the book, Healthy Eating, Healthy World. Jim Hicks, who's been on the show before, talking about sustainability and food choices. And he's now the Chief Development Officer of the Plantrition Project, and he will be talking about their upcoming plant-based healthcare conference in San Diego, which will be taking place in September. And Laura Gelazunas will be back to report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And we will have music. We always have music when we have a regular length of a show. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show and about upcoming shows, go to my website, drmaracarpel.com, and be sure to like me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpel, Your Golden Years. And I want to give a shout-out, before we go, I want to give a shout-out to Roberto, who sat next to me on the airplane flying to New York City. He was coming from Austin. He lives in New York, and he's attending the Bronx High School of Science, and he was attending debate camp at the University of Texas. And I want to wish Roberto luck if he's listening. I know that he will do extremely well because he's a very bright, very well-skinned young man. So best of luck to you, Roberto. And this show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guest, Heather Lounsbury, and to my mom and dad who are listening in the other room. Thank you to Art. Thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth have no age. Good night, everyone.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.